Question number one, what is a makerspace?
So a makerspace is a space that is dedicated to creation and creative development. So we have both digital creation tools and traditional creation tools. For example, we are going to have a station where that has the Adobe Creative Suite programs like Photoshop and Dreamweaver. There's also going to be like microphones and headphones for people who want to try out like maybe podcasting or recording something, or if they want to get into digital art and develop their digital design skills. And we also have a sewing machine and a huge cutting mat for people who like to do quilting or like clothing alterations and sewing there. We're also got some jewelry kits going. We also have a button maker. So if people want to make their own little buttons and badges, they can come in and do that. We're talking about setting up a little corner for people who want to do dry media art, like drawing and sketching with different tools like that. And this is going to be a multi-phase project. So this is just what's going to be coming in the first phase. It's also going to be open to people who want to learn the basics of coding with Raspberry Pi and Pico software.
Who is this intended for? Is it anyone?
It's intended for older teens and adults. So basically 16 years and over is who the space is targeted towards.
Is this like a career development thing?
No, it's not a, it's not meant to be career developing, although that is certainly something a person could do if they wanted to explore coding or digital art or digital creation. That can be like a career path, but it's more geared towards the hobbyist and kind of entertainment of yourself, kind of casual development stuff. Innovation.
Okay. Does it cost any money?
The entrepreneur.
The entrepreneur. Yeah. That's. I guess that's
if
kind of
an entrepreneur who wants to develop a different skill.
I guess that's kind of what I meant by career development, entrepreneurial development. Okay. Is there a cost to use the facilities?
No, there's no cost to use the facilities. You just have to have a library card in good standing and be able to complete our orientation sessions where we like have a librarian who's going to go in and explain to you how to properly use the equipment in there without damaging it or yourself in case of like using the sewing machine or like the cutting machine.
When is this?
So like there's some materials like the button supplies or the jewelry supplies that we're only going to be like, if someone wants to make lots of stuff, that's the only thing they're going to have to like bring themselves or buy some of the stuff themselves.
All right.
So you might want some clarification on what the cutting machine is.
Sure.
Okay, so we bought a Cricut machine, which is a crafting machine. That you can switch out different types of tips in, and it can cut paper, it can cut fabric. If you get the right attachments for it, it can cut leather or wood. With Cricut, you just need to like have your own account on their cloud, and you can buy some of their designs to make really elaborate paper crafts and other crafts with it. So it's most people can't afford a machine like that. So we're providing it so people can come in, and you can even make your own vinyl stickers and decals with this machine. So it's really exciting, to anyone who likes crafty hobbies.
Yeah. I have, something that was made on Cricut. Not only, on the back of my car, it says go rock go, but for my birthday, Yeah, for my birthday a couple of years ago, my sister used her Cricut to make me a t-shirt with a very grouchy looking Snoopy on, and it says, "Grumpy old man, I'm so mad at everyone, I'm not even talking to myself." So there you go. So that's what Cricut can do. There was something I was going to. Oh, yeah. There are renovations going underway at the main branch, making way for this.
Yes, the space itself, we're repurposing our old computer lab, but we needed to work on the space so it's suitable for these activities. So we've added a door, new flooring, new furniture, and of course, all the new equipment.
When will it be available?
I'm saying it's likely going to be available in the fall. So we've got
Okay.
a lot of stuff to prepare to make sure everything's going to work well and smoothly. We are hoping to do the main launch August, late summer, but that is if everything else goes to plan throughout the summer.
If there's that
Safety,
big word
I say
again.
fall.
Yeah,
It'll
okay. All right, anything
be great. Yeah,
so
it'll be great for the fall when it's cold outside and you want to come in and do something cozy and crafty.
exactly. Anything else you want to tell me about it?
Well, we have our 3D printer, so it's going to continue to live in there. Most of the purchases were we are buying the equipment and limited amounts of materials so that we can perform some programming, but if people want to bring their own materials at a later date after they've gone through a program, they can do so with approvals. We're still working on the structure of how that would work, what we would allow and not allow, but it is a space not meant for children.
Okay, yeah, that's why
So
you say like,
it's meant for the older teens and the young adults to give them a space where they can be creative and access machines that they normally you would not be able to afford to purchase a sewing machine and the different needles and threads to do to be creative. So it's meant to we're leaning towards what interests the younger folks. Not so much the older adults. So the equipment that goes in there is, we're trying to keep it state of the art, but it is for young, it's aimed at the younger people. So we're not going to be purchasing things for the older adults into this space.
so no treadle sewing machine, darn
No, or any of the knitting machines or things like that that are really meant for the older folks. This is for entry level on a variety of tasks. For example, the sewing machine has pre-programmed stitches in it. So when you load it into there and you want a particular kind of stitch done, you select it from their pre-programmed stitches. So it'll be easier for someone like me who's done a little bit of sewing, but isn't like as skilled as Amy is at sewing and quilting. But it's really exciting. You're going to be able to take some of our craft books from our craft collection and take them into the lab and use those to like guide you through a craft.
All right, very good. Sorry, go
And we're
ahead.
going to be developing a collection that helps support the machines that we have in there. So, we've already got some Cricut craft books, but we're looking into getting newer ones.
All
We've got
right.
some old quilting books, so we want to get some newer ones in there. And then, of course, there's also people, if you're interested in exploring digital design or like 3D modeling, that's going to be available on that digital creation station.
Okay, so I'll just refer people if they wonder what might be in there and want to suggest what might be in there, they contact you at the library. Does that work?
Yes, if they have suggestions, we're still in initial phases. So as per usual, it is funding dependent. But as our funding, we have right now, I believe I've put it into three or four phases. So it will build as we go.
All
So
right.
we're just getting the space set.
Okay.
So if they want to come look in the glass door, they're more than welcome to look and see what the space is partially done. We're just waiting on the orders are in, but we're waiting on a lot of the materials to arrive.